The psalm that we're reading through is Psalm 119 now in our daily reading through the Bible. And it's interesting to me. It's a really long psalm. And they've broken it down for us, so we just have a bite, 8 or 10 verses a day. And this has been really great because we get to then consider those verses, and it doesn't just all run together. And this morning as I read our reading for the day, I was just struck by verses 73 and 74. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. And I thought, I wonder what the other translations say. So I went to the Message. It says, with your very own hands you formed me. Now breathe your wisdom over me so I can understand you. Wow. Now breathe your wisdom, Lord, over me. What a beautiful prayer. Breathe your wisdom, but the purpose isn't just that I have wisdom, but the purpose is that I understand you. When they see me waiting, expecting your word, those who fear you will take heart and be glad. Wow, and isn't that true? When we see a brother or sister in Christ who is contemplating on the word and waiting before the Lord, we take heart in that and we're glad. Don't you love to see your brothers and sisters in Christ grow? I sure do. And I love it when somebody gets into the word, and I love it when they get revelation. I had a little party just a few minutes ago inside my soul. I had a party. I had a party because of what Alan shared this morning. I had a party. The idea is, let's get excited about what God gets excited about. And we'll get closer to Him, and we'll get closer to one another. If we get excited about what God gets excited about, if we enter into Him and relationship with Him, then Psalm 119 isn't just a bunch of commandments. You could read Psalm. In fact, when I was a new Christian and I read Psalm 119, I wanted to crawl under a chair because I didn't feel I qualified any place. I felt I was lacking everywhere. You don't lack if you seek first Him and relationship with Him. As we enter into that relationship with Him, we do His commandments because we love Him. And He's in us, and we're in Him, and that's what it's all about. That's the mystery and the secrets of the kingdom of God. Let's see what it says in the New Living as we read today. You made me. You created me. Good point. When you're having trouble with yourself, look at God and say, you made me. You created me. Help! Help! Have you been in a situation where, doggone, everything you do, you leave the lights on and you weren't supposed to leave the lights on? You're spraying something with paint and it doesn't just get on what you expect it to get on, but doggone it, the wind comes along and it blows it over here too. You don't realize it till you're done, then you move the board and you have this lovely little outline. Help me, Lord! I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't mean to do it. God, that I might be in relationship with you in such a way that I'm sensitive to you and I hear your word. And I hear when you're calling me. I hear when you're trying to get me to walk in your way. But Lord, in your eyes, I am forgiven. Anybody love to be in that place? I love to be in that place where I know I'm forgiven. And then as we fix on Him, we will walk in the right way without condemnation. Amen. Let's go on. Now give me the sense to follow your commands. Amen. Now give me the sense. I'm going to get in relationship with you, and then you're going to strengthen me, and you're going to uphold me, and you're going to guide me in the right way. May all who fear you find me, find in me a cause for joy, for I have put my hope in your word. I have put my hope in what you say about me. I do not put my hope in what I do or what I don't do. I put my hope in what you say about me. And God, you say about me in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, all the way through, that I am a new creature created in Christ. Right. And you had a plan from the beginning of the world that I might walk in holiness, that I might walk in your righteousness, because you had a plan. You had a plan. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand and let's say it from Pastor Kev. Which translation do you want us to say it from? We'll do the New Living. Great. You made me. You created me. Now give me the sense to follow your commands. May all who fear you find in me a cause for joy, for I have put my hope in your word. Amen.